Farmer theologian here. Does the blood of Christ having washed away our sins also mean that anything goes with God in the new covenant? Does everything God was clear to require Israel to observe prior to the cross now count for nothing? Are sinful lifestyles and behaviors now permissible to God? If God has called something an abomination prior to the cross, does he now say these things are allowed? Proverbs 3, 7, and 8 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Depart from evil, and it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones." Isaiah 5, 20 and 21 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." The lie that Satan spoke to Eve in the garden in Genesis 3, 4, "You will not surely die," he still tries to persuade men of today. The freedom that comes from Christ is freedom from the slavery to sin and its consequences. Contact me at farmertheologian@gmail.com. Break up your fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord.